the Public News Service Noah Newscast, August 30th, 2022. I'm Mike Clifford. The Inflation Reduction Act has made headlines for clean energy provisions and prescription drug cost reform for Medicare recipients. A labor leader in North Dakota says the act's economic benefits should bear fruit, even if local residents don't notice it right away.
Among other things, the federal policy provides a 10-year extension of tax credits for wind and solar projects. North Dakota is known as an oil-producing state, but Landis Larson of the North Dakota AFL-CIO says the region has seen activity in renewables and federal incentives will help.
It's going to bring more good-paying jobs to North Dakota. And, you know, as far as like wind farms and, say, solar power also, there will be a lot of lease money for the farmers for their land.
The Labor Energy Partnership estimates the IRA will add nearly 1.5 million jobs and $250 billion to the economy by 2030. Republican critics of the plan say it will make inflation worse and hurt working families. But supporters say revenue comes from a tax on large corporations that report $1 billion or more in annual earnings, while noting the law also reduces the deficit. I'm Mike Moen.
There are also tax credits for buying electric vehicles. Advocates for lower income adults in Nevada say many are leaving money on the table, hundreds of dollars a month, in some cases, because they may not know about certain government benefits or that they may qualify for them.
People can search more than 2,000 programs free of charge on the website benefitscheckup.org, or they can call a national helpline. Simona Combi is with the National Council on Aging, which created the online tool.
Older adults usually don't think that they are eligible, or they don't even know about the benefits, or they don't know how to apply, and some benefits are complicated to apply for.
I'm Suzanne Potter.
The Affordable Connectivity Program, another example of benefit that often goes unused. Eligible older adults can apply to get $30 off their internet service bill and $75 a month if they live on tribal lands. Now from NBC News, three people, including the suspected shooter, dead after an attack Sunday night at a grocery store in Central Oregon. Bend Police Department officers were called to the Safeway at the Forum Shopping Center shortly after 7 p.m. on reports of shots fired. NBC reports the gunman was thought to have begun the attack with an AR-15-style rifle in the store parking lot before moving inside. A customer, Glenn Edward Bennett, who is 84, was shot inside the entrance. An employee, Donald Ray Surratt Jr., 66, was fatally wounded as he tried to disarm the shooter. The 20-year-old shooter died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. This is PNS. Inflation has caused some New Mexico families who were breaking even 6 months ago to once again struggle. Groups that work to alleviate hunger want to help.
One-fifth of New Mexico residents rely on SNAP, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, but some find the application process overwhelming. Jason Riggs with the Help Center at Albuquerque's Roadrunner Food Bank says every dollar of SNAP generates a positive economic impact in local communities because it helps families in need, whose spending then boosts the economy.
One completed SNAP application can generate, in New Mexico, about $3,033 in benefits. And that's going to have an economic impact of $4,671.
On Monday, the Biden administration announced plans for a September conference on hunger, nutrition, and health, the first since 1969. I'm Roz Brown.
The University of Minnesota's flagship campus, along with some other regional schools, are included in annual higher education rankings that shine a light on social factors.
Washington Monthly, which has issued annual college rankings since 2005, bills its higher ed list as an alternative that is more relevant to the public at large. Editor-in-Chief Paul Glastris feels other guides, such as the U.S. News and World Report, place too much emphasis on things like prestige and wealth. But he notes Washington Monthly measures schools based on upward mobility, research, and public service.
Whether a college is creating the scholarship and scholars that drive innovation and economic growth and human flourishing, and whether a college is helping encourage their students to become active citizens by serving in the Peace Corps, by voting.
The University of Minnesota Twin Cities comes in at 39th. I'm Mike Moen.
Finally, Nadia Romligon tells us across the state Wednesday, events being held to commemorate International Overdose Awareness Day
State data show in 2020, more than 3,000 Tennesseans died of drug overdoses. That's a 45% jump in deaths from 2019 and the largest yearly increase on record. Officer Edmund Strickling with the Nashville Police Activities League says there's an abundance of misinformation on fentanyl. He explains that overdoses occur when the powder enters the bloodstream, which can happen inadvertently through a cut or wound, or by touching the eyes, nose, or mouth after handling a substance laced with fentanyl.
You may have someone that may be using recreational drugs and can inadvertently end up with something that may contain fentanyl.
The Tennessee Department of Health says fentanyl is responsible for the uptick in overdose deaths. Free training on how to prevent opioid overdoses with naloxone is online at apps.health.tn.gov.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported, heard on interesting radio stations, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trusted indicators at publicnewsservice.org.